the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In the previous edition of the program, we had a look at the different parts, different phrases of Kumail supplication in details. In this edition, however, we will have a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were talking about the general framework of the supplication of Kumail. We said during the supplication of Kumail, we have three different stages. The second stage is constituted by using four means of recourse in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The first means was Allah's previous goodness and birr and karam, kindness and grace. The second means was our love for him. The third means was our weakness to bear the torment, even the afflictions of this world, let alone the afflictions of hereafter. And the fourth means with which Imam Ali alayhi salam seeks recourse in the supplication of Kumail is the state of iltirar, being in desperate need to the Almighty Allah. But I assume in the concluding episode, which we are here with you, we can refer to some of the things that Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us to ask from the Almighty Allah in the supplication of Kumail. I mean, actually, when we look at the framework of this supplication of Kumail, we understand that there are some things that we should not ask the Almighty Allah in our supplications, and there are some things which Imam Ali alayhi salam explicitly teaches us, and we actually are recommended to ask from the Almighty Allah in our supplications. From this outlook, we will try to comprehend things that we should pray to the Almighty Allah for. The first thing is a blessing on Muhammad and his progeny. This is what has been the tradition of the infallibles and what we have seen. And actually, Imam Ali alayhi salam tries to pray for all the believers. He does not just actually talk about himself. He talks about all the servants who are in that situation. And not just that, we have been ordered and we have been recommended to pray for all the believers in general if we want our supplications to be closer to the station of response, to the station of ijabah. This is what we have been recommended in our traditions.
واشتد على العزيمة جوانحي واشتد على العزيمة جوانحي
Another point that actually Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us to ask the Almighty Allah is praying for the great bounties of the Almighty Allah. As we pray to Allah the Exalted for everything, we should also pray to Him for great blessings. We should not consider a blessing as too big to be asked from the Almighty Allah. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to teach us. However big our questions and our requests might be, Almighty Allah is greater than those. As long as it is ontologically possible, we must ask it from the Almighty Allah. For nothing is big for Allah, nor do His treasuries diminish, however great His bestowal might be. I mean, as we should not be ashamed of beseeching Allah for our small needs, even if it is for the fodder of cattle, similarly, we should not regard praying to Allah for His great blessings as asking too much from Him, however great they might be. But the point is that in all our supplications, after we turn to Allah, being in our desperate needs, we must rely on the divine planning. Because He knows best for all of us. One of the things we should beseech Allah, the Exalted, in our prayers, is that He should suffice us by His planning, by His tadbir, from our planning for ourselves. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who should take care of our affairs through His mercy and wisdom. And that He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, should not leave any of our affairs on ourselves. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says in the supplication of Arafah, O Lord, suffice me from planning for myself through Your planning for me. This is the concept which is drawn by many infallibles in the traditions and in the supplications. And actually, during the supplication of Kumail, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to ask God whatever he thinks he is best for him. And then at the end, he asks him for whatever that he feels the Almighty Allah deems best for him, he should grant him. But as you may have noticed, whatever Imam Ali alayhi salam asks the Almighty Allah, He does not ask for whatever is contrary to the norms of Almighty Allah in the universe and life. This is a very important point, because whatever we can ask the Almighty Allah from, it should not be for illegal things. It should not be like wishing the eradication of blessings from the others. No, whatever we try to pray the Almighty Allah to, whatever we try to ask the Almighty Allah from, must be for ourselves, and we should generalize our supplications for all the believers. Dear listeners, thank you very much for staying with us during all these episodes regarding the supplication of Kumail and the different points regarding that. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.